This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time for our May Almanac. May is likely named after the Roman goddess Maia, who oversaw the growth of plants. And flowers and new awakenings are a big theme in this month. So what are some of the standout days? Well, the 1st of May is May Day or Beltane. The ancient Celts divided their year by four different festivals. The 1st of May, known as Beltane or Fire of Bel, represented the first day of summer and was celebrated with bonfires to welcome in the new season. May Day lies halfway between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. And people around the UK celebrate this in many different ways, including maypole dancing, Morris dancing, and by crowning a May Queen. Some people dress themselves up as the Green Man, also known as the Jack in the Green. He's a famous figure symbolising the cycle of new growth that happens each spring. Villages prepare fetes and parades on floats before eating lots of yummy food in some places on May Day. There are, however, a few superstitions which date back to the Victorians. Some of them include waking up before dawn to wash your face in the dew, or gathering flowers for your friends to wear, which was meant to bring good luck. Also in May is International Dawn Chorus Day. On the 5th, people are encouraged to listen out for beautiful birdsong at the break of dawn. Here are some of the songs you may hear. The song thrush. The blackbird. The robin. The black cap. Or the wonderfully named chiff-chaff. You can find a dawn chorus walk or gathering near you by looking on the Wildlife Trust website, www.wildlifetrusts.org/dawn-chorus-day. If you don't fancy getting up at the crack of dawn or dressing up like the Green Man, then there are a few other ways you can celebrate the season, such as eating some of the seasonal fruit. The first few strawberries will begin to spring, and rhubarb is well in season at this time. If you have less of a sweet tooth, then the British asparagus season officially runs from the 23rd of April to the 21st of June. So why not celebrate the middle of asparagus season by making a green salad with new potatoes and peas, which are both also in season. Alongside fruit and veg, what else is happening in nature? Well, orchids may spring early, and their heady fragrances can attract bees. In particular, early purple orchids might be spotted in woodlands and grasslands around this month. Badgers will also emerge from their less active winter period. Their diet mostly consists of earthworms, but they will forage for fruit, berries, and slugs when the ground is dry. Mostly based in woodlands, around 4 to 8 individuals can live together in a network of twisting tunnels and hollows, where nesting chambers are lined with cosy bedding material to keep young cubs warm. These communal breeding and sleeping spaces are often passed down through generations, with some sets thought to be over 100 years old. Above ground, swifts will arrive on our shores in May, after making one of the longest migration journeys of any species. Swifts migrate roughly 3,400 miles each way, after spending the rest of the year in skies over sub-Saharan Africa. Despite their long journey, they only spend a couple months here, and they'll leave the UK by the end of July. Along with eating on the wing, it's thought that swifts even sleep in the sky. Studies have shown that some birds can snooze one half of their brain at a time while in flight. Listen out for their calls like this. Another creature in the sky is the bat, which hibernates through the winter months and begin to emerge from the end of April. Britain is home to 18 different species of bat, the largest being the noctul, which weighs as little as 4 one-pound coins, and the smallest, very cutely named the pipistrelle, which weighs as little as a 2p coin, but can eat more than 500 insects in an hour. The best time to see bats is around sunrise or sunset, and you can even buy or borrow a special detector to hear the high-frequency clicks and buzzes of bats using echolocation to hunt. Learn more about the nature you can enjoy every month on the RSPB website, www.rspb.org.uk. Whatever celebrations and feasts you enjoy this May, we hope you have a wonderful month from everyone here at RNIB Connect Radio, and we'll look forward to catching up with you in June for our first Summer Almanac.